So the state of Alabama comes out with this list of 78 schools today, and 11 of them are Birmingham schools. I'm listed as failing under the very controversial Alabama Accountability Act. Dr. Bice was very circumspect and sort of very careful to sort of emphasize to people, you know, there are schools that are making good improvements on this list. First of all, do you agree with that?
I certainly do agree. We have a number of schools that have made 25-point gain, 20-point gain, 17-point gain, and so forth. So if we look at the schools that are on this list for the last 6 years, if we focus on the last 2 years, there's been marked improvement. And I think that's the story. They're always going to be a lowest 6% of any list, if you will. But we see the progress that is being made in the schools, certainly here in Birmingham. And that needs to be the takeaway, that there's progress being made, certainly the last few years. And we want this whole community to understand that we are very focused on that. And the data shows that we're making gains. The outcomes are improving. And that's what we want to have happen. It's unfortunate, though, that as Dr. Bice has mentioned, and I agree, that if we're looking over this six-year period, as these schools continue to improve, they could theoretically stay on this list, even though they continue to make marked improvement.
Right. So given that you feel that way, and I'm sure many other superintendents feel that way, and Dr. Bice even took pains to make this all clear, what does that say about the standards that the legislature came up with and put into this law?
Well, that's for the legislature. I want, again, our community to understand that these schools are indeed making progress. The data supports that. And perhaps, you know, a focus could be placed on the growth that is being made by these students and our teachers and administrators that are working to ensure that these students are prepared. That needs to be the takeaway from all of this. And how can we all work together to be sure that's what we recognize? We want our students to grow. We want our schools to succeed. And the data shows us they are making improvement. And that's what we want to have happen.
Do you think a lot of students are actually going to take advantage of the tax credit?
Well, I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is the progress that we've been making in this school system. We've got an international baccalaureate in the district at the diploma level. Primary years, we're waiting any day now to get word on that authorization, and in the middle school years. That's we'll be the second district in this state to have IB designation at all three levels. We've put in 7 career academies across 6 of our other high schools. That's been tremendous. We're doing district-wide professional development to make sure that the growth that we're seeing in the schools that we're talking about now is mirrored across the district, that we're training our people to be sure they're working with students to achieve. So there's a lot to be proud of in this school system. We've made tremendous progress these last several years, and we're poised to continue to do even greater things moving forward. And that's something I hope the community recognizes and will continue to recognize and support as we move forward.
Are you worried about, the 11 schools in Birmingham and some of the other schools, not just in Birmingham, but some of the other schools that have shown recent improvements? Are you worried about this list causing a stigma and maybe even contributing to fewer students and ending up there in the future, which affects the amount of money you get from the state?
That is correct. That is a worry. But again, our message is going to be look at the progress. Look at where we're headed. That has to be the message, and it can't be, okay, here's the list of schools, so what? Well, the so what is we're making progress, and that has to be the message. School that has made 24, 25-point gain over the last 3 years, that's something I want to celebrate.
Are there some particulars from Birmingham that are on the list that you can –
Yes.
Tell us about.
I mean, if we look at Hill Elementary School, they've gone from a low, for example, in 2009 of 53% of students at or above grade level to 78% of students at or above grade level. That's a 25-point gain in the last 4 years. So
that school is on the list.
And that school is on the list. Makes you wonder. We can give other examples. Putnam Middle School, a low 3 years ago, of 45% of students at or above grade level to last year, 62% of students at or above grade level. Marked improvement, 24 points. I'll give you yet one more, Robinson Elementary. A low 5 years ago, if you will, of 52% of students at or above grade level to last year, 75, year before, 76%. We're talking a 24-point gain there. So, again, that's tremendous. That's something we want to recognize and we want to celebrate. And I want this community to know, again, we are indeed making progress, and we have the data to show it.
Does this list, does it change what you're going to do going forward?
Well, the data indicates that we're moving in the right direction. We want to accelerate that, not only in these schools, but all schools in the district. Our data continues to show we are improving, and that's the message we want to do. We'll focus on certainly what happens in our middle schools, late elementary, middle school, to make sure that student achievement is where we want it to be going into high school. Those students graduating and going into the workforce and going into to higher ed prepared. So that's been our focus. We'll continue to work on that moving forward, drilling down to the student so that you know the schools are doing what they need to do and our community will recognize that growth as well.
Do you see this as connected to or affecting the state involvement in the district in any way?
Well, I do not right at this point, again, because if you look at the schools on this list, there's progress. There's obvious. I've given you some examples of the improvement that has been made in these schools. So that's something, you know, I'm proud to talk about from here to Montgomery and back. If we talk about what's happening in this particular school system in terms of teaching and learning and how we're improving. So that's something that, again, we all need to celebrate. We all need to recognize that while these schools are on a list, there's always going to be a lowest 6%. You know, even if, you know, we made another 20-point gain, the possibility exists that some of these schools would still be on a list, so to speak. But give me 20-point gains and the progress that's being made, give me that any day, and I'd be pleased to talk about it.
Do you think, I mean, do demographics of Birmingham have something to do with this?
Well, the kids here in Birmingham are just as bright and capable as anyone else. To the point that our students have challenges that may impede academics, we're not making any excuses. We'll continue to push forward. You know, we've seen 20-point gains and plus in some of these schools that have some of these demographics that we all talk about that may bring some impediments and may bring some challenges. But the data shows these schools, these students are indeed achieving. They're making progress. And we're not going to rest just with the gains that we've had. We'll continue to push forward so that these students can go forth and do anything that it is that they want to do.
Okay. Thank you. Now, this will actually be my last question. Is there anything I forgot to ask you, anything unique or interesting you think that people, our listeners, ought to know?
Well, again, I want to emphasize, I don't think I can do this enough, the gains that these schools have made over the last 2-3 years.
The whole district or some of these on the list in particular?
Well, the district and the students on this list in particular. We can point to, again, fourth grade achievement, eighth grade achievement, and some other data points that we've seen improvement over the district and over these years. And we just have to continue talking about that, and we'll take greater effort to get that word out and to let the community know about the progress that we're making. That's the story of Birmingham City Schools, not, you know, schools being on this list that are making 20-point gains. The story is the gains that we're making across this district.
Thank you, Dr. Witherspoon. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.